Ty, how do we know that, you know, someone presents with cancer, okay, and let's say that it's not terminal, or potentially it could be. How do we know that the chemo, radiation, and surgery didn't kill them? In other words, the doctors usually hide behind the fact that the patient came to them with the cancer and they were going to die anyway. So is there a way of knowing that it was the cancer and not the drugs, or the drugs and the cancer? Are we there yet?
That's a great question. And, you know, until a few months ago, I wouldn't have had a very good answer for that question. But I guess it was probably middle of the summer, back in July sometime. I was doing a radio interview with a program out of New York City. And I had a doctor that called in, and he's a former pathologist for the United States Department of Justice. And one of the things that he did while he was with DOJ was he performed autopsies on cancer patients. He also investigated crime scenes and determined cause of death and did a lot of really interesting stuff. But one of the things he did with DOJ was he did autopsies on cancer patients to determine cause of death. He told me on that show, he called in and he said that what I was saying was right in line with his personal findings, and that the hundreds of autopsies that he had done on cancer patients, he had never had a single cancer patient die from cancer. Every one of the cancer patients that he had performed autopsies on had died from either radiation poisoning, chemotherapy poisoning, or detrimental effects from a surgery that the surgery had killed the cancer patient. He had not had one cancer patient ever actually die from the cancer itself. It was always from the conventional treatment. And when he called in and told me that, it really blew my mind, because I knew that. I had read that, and I had had that experience that the traditional treatments kill more than they help. But to have a former forensic pathologist with the United States Department of Justice that had performed hundreds of autopsies and had never had a single cancer death from the cancer, that blew me away.